I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's law restricting non-government organizations has the potential to pose serious problems for ministries. Last week, a group of ministries to China met to figure out how that law would impact their work when it goes into effect on January 1st. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says now is the time to help these Chinese believers be ready to lead. He's on a Bible distribution trip this week.
At the end of our session there, they are going to have a practice preaching opportunity for several of the young students who have been going through their pastoral training program. And then they've asked me to share at the end of that a word of encouragement to those leaders.
Did you know that $5 gets a Bible into someone's hands in China? Get the details at missionnews.org. And today we're introducing you to someone who's exemplified finishing strong in obedience to God. Dori Westra has volunteered at Set Free Ministries for about 15 years. He's led a lot of people to Christ during that time and says volunteering is double-sided. Just as much as you bless, you are blessed. Volunteers at Set Free are strengthened in their faith with each person they counsel. Something that motivates Westra is 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1.
It says, I am God's co-worker, and it doesn't say anything about retiring. So I said, Lord, if I'm your co-worker, what work am I doing? Send me what you want me to do. And the Lord has taken me at my word, and he's been sending me.
Did we mention that Westra's 91? He reminds us that with age comes wisdom and experience that we can share with others. For information on how to get involved, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.